Hi, everyone. Matthew Attan here from Westminster, and welcome to this special episode of our church podcast called The Word at Westminster. And today is an interview with a guest of ours, Hannah Kim, who is our small groups and home church coordinator here at the church, and she started earlier in the year in 2021. So let me just give you a bit of background about her, and then we'll kind of get into today's topic. So Hannah has her Master of Religious Education degree and also a Master of Divinity degree from Knox College. She lives in Barrie, is a wife of a minister and mother of three children. She loves kayaking, swimming, reading books, and of course, loves the Lord the most. She hopes that she can be used as God's faithful instrument to serve Westminster for God's kingdom. She is also an artist who worships the Lord through her artwork. And I don't know if any of you have got the chance to see some of Hannah's artwork, but it's really great. And her personal website where you can see some of it is hannahkimart.com. So I encourage you to go over there and check that out. So welcome. Welcome. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk about this topic, Hannah.
Thank you, Matthew, for inviting me.
So this is all about this, you know, Bible, you know, reading the Bible, studying the Bible in a year project. So this coming year, you're going to lead that program, reading through the Bible in a year. Can you just tell us a bit more about it and how it would work?
Okay. Right. The title of the class is Reading the Bible in 1 Year. And as you can assume from the title, the participants will read through the entire Bible within 1 year. And we will meet every Monday night for the whole year of 2022. And I will provide some teachings with a weekly textbook. And we will actually read the Bible together in the class and personally during the week.
Okay.
Book by book, yeah, according to the yearly schedule. And this will be, I believe, an incredible opportunity for everyone who wants to study the whole Bible more systematically and read through it chronologically as well as geographically. And it is a Bible study class where we can approach the Bible more academically. So I know it is an intensive class for the whole year, and there is weekly homework to read a certain amount of the Bible and a week before coming to the class. So if anyone wants to read through the Bible and has a great passion for God's word, all they need to bring is their faith, the commitment to willingly devote their time and energy to reading the Bible. From my own experience, many participants had successfully read through the Bible through this class for the first time in their life. So don't worry, I will help them out to reach this precious goal. So yeah, this Bible study will run every Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. via Zoom. And we will go through the entire year 2022 from January 3rd to December 19th. And we will have 5 break weeks throughout the year.
Okay. Thank you. So there is, there's a port, like you're reading some of it during the class itself. And there's also some reading between classes. Is that right?
Of course. Yeah. During the week. Yeah. They have homework to read.
Okay. That's good. Let me just say, before I ask my next question, like this was originally announced just this past Sunday and, you know, some people had expressed interest right away, which was great. And we know there'll be more as well as these last couple months of 2021 go out. But one of the people had said that this was always something they wanted to do. They wanted to read through the Bible, and they made mention of the fact that you were going to make reference to, you know, chronologically things going and stuff like that. So I think that's a real interest for people too. But the program is called The Kingdom of God Unfolded in the Old and New Testaments. Mm-hmm. That's the title for it. So what does that mean?
As we read through the Bible together, book by book, our goal is not just on reading itself, but on understanding God's kingdom and his big picture throughout the entire Bible. So we will focus on examining how God's kingdom unfolds in the Old and the New Testament, and how we, as God's people, can relate our life and our calling to his kingdom and his will. So in all classes, I will try to point the participants to our main subject, which is God's kingdom, no matter which book we are reading. So in this way, after 1 year, I expect that the participants will be equipped with a macroscopic lens to see the entire Bible through God's sight, God's viewpoint. Yeah.
That's great. I like how you've got this focus on bringing people to the big picture as well, because sometimes when we're getting through some of those books, you can get into so many details, and some books are very long, you can kind of almost lose the forest for the trees. So I think that's a great emphasis to keep people bringing back to them to that bigger picture. So I've got, you know, there's some serious questions. There's some also some fun questions. This is one of the fun ones. Just for fun, who's a character from the Bible that maybe isn't known very well, but by most people, but is really inspiring to you?
Yeah, there are so many unknown characters like us in the Bible. And among them, I would say Mary Magdalene. The first reason is that she is a woman like me, but not an ordinary woman, but a special woman who found a new life through Jesus. So as you know, she had been possessed by seven demons, but Jesus healed her and made her new. And Jesus saved Mary from disease and pain and despair and sin and even death. And surprisingly, Jesus made her the first witness of his cross and resurrection, which is amazing. So whenever I meditate on her life and the secret garden of the empty tomb, where she met the resurrected Jesus, I feel like hearing Jesus' gentle voice in the garden, calling my name and entrusting his gospel to me. That's why Mary Magdalene inspires me.
Oh, that is so great. And life change and the power for him to make a new person. The statement in the Gospel of John about being born again, you know, really comes to mind when you talk about that. And even I was talking on Sunday with someone about Rahab the prostitute, you know, from the book of Joshua. You know, here's someone who's a prostitute, and then, you know, she helps God's people, and she lives among the Israelites to this day, and is an example later in the Bible of an example of faithfulness. So, thank you. That's really good. So you have a passion for reading the Bible, Hannah, and I think since the first, you know, time we met, and I remember that first meeting was online, having a passion for reading and then knowing the Bible has been important to you. And I value that. What would you say to people? Like, why is that important, so important for our discipleship?
Yeah, it's because the Bible is the word of God. When we say we trust someone, we should listen to their story first, and then we can trust their word. I think it's the same case with God's word. And when we want to trust God, we should read and study his story through his word to see if his word is trustworthy. And then we can trust his words. Now, you cannot say that I love God, but I don't love his word, so I don't read his word. No. This means if you want to grow in your faith and love towards God, you should spend your time and energy to read and study his word. As we know, all scripture is inspired by God, and the Bible is God's self-revelation and our highest and ultimate and trustworthy authority for our faith and practice. That's why we need to read the Bible hard for our whole lives. But nevertheless, our reality is that so many church people are struggling to read the Bible, complaining, the Bible is too difficult to read and understand. I have tried so many times to read through the book of Leviticus or the book of the Kings.
Leviticus always comes up. I wonder why.
Right. Yeah. And the book of, Ezekiel, whatever.
Yeah.
But all the time I failed, they are complaining. Too many names and too many characters and too many locations and many stories bother me to finish reading the Bible. I have worried if I might never read through the Bible in my life. You know, we are not living in the time of the dark age, and we all are beneficiaries of the work of the Reformation. And we can easily access the Bible if we want. We have the freedom in Canada to read God's word if we want. We have the Bible in our own language, and everyone around us has the Bible in their house somewhere. Mm-hmm. However, ironically and shamefully enough, many of us face difficulty reading God's word from beginning to end. And as a result, many of us cannot see how God's kingdom unfolds throughout the entire Bible, which is our sad reality. So I'd like to help walk them through the process of reading through the Bible. And I think this is my top priority as a church minister. And I believe that it is God who has given me this dream.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, you touched on so many good points there, Hannah. I just want to highlight a few of them, kind of working backwards. But one of them was, seeing the themes, you know, the big picture themes. The second one was appreciating it and valuing it. And you talk about the Reformation. Mm-hmm. And I recalled at the afternoon service, you know, some people who have, you know, who have bled and died in the work of translation, which early on to translate the Bible into language that people could understand so they could have it, read it for themselves. Like, people lost their lives for this. Right. It was so important because this is the word of God and it is life-giving. But then fast forward to now, we can almost take it for granted. And we've got so many copies and they're free and you can get it on your phone and whatever else that we almost become apathetic. And then third, the first thing you mentioned about it's his word. So the fact, you know, we think of disciples or the word apprentice. We're sitting at the foot of a master learning and then going to living differently result. But if we're not sitting at the foot of the master learning his word, then, you know, following him isn't going to be a possibility because we don't know what his instructions are.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So when many people read through the Bible, they jump from here to there all over the place, right? Sometimes just open it and read something. What is the benefit of reading it through in 1 year like this, like you propose?
It's because we should try to understand the Bible as a whole, not as a piece. And the Bible is one book and has one author who is God and has one subject that is redemption, restoration through Jesus. So to understand God's big picture throughout the Bible, we need to read the Bible as a whole, not piece by piece. And as we know, the Bible was written by 40 writers for over 1600 years. Therefore, it will be hard to understand God's mega narrative if we jump from here to there as we read the Bible. Mm-hmm. For the same reason, we should read the Bible in accordance with the historical and geographical and cultural context of each era. In this way, we can see and understand God's big picture in the context as we read through the whole Bible. And this idea actually comes from my own experience. And until I read through the Bible with the main subject in this way, I would say I couldn't understand the big picture of the Bible. Mm. All the 66 books were too long and too difficult for me to read through. And I remember the overwhelming joy when I could see God's kingdom and God's big picture from Genesis to Revelation. So that's why I'm trying to invite people to join this joy that I have experienced. I know that 1 year feels like too short to read the entire Bible. However, I just wanted to make this class tight and intensive so that the participants may enjoy their achievement and benefit in 1 year. And if possible, we can repeat this class every year to invite more new people, or the graduated people can rejoin to read through the Bible repeatedly. Mm-hmm. And in the long run, after several years, in 5 years or 10 years, I hope some graduated people from this class may become Bible teachers in small groups here and there to lead their own Bible study classes like my class. This is my ultimate vision and my prayer through this class.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Thank you. You know, getting back to the personal level, like, is there a time when you were going through something difficult and a certain Bible passage really helped you through it? And could you maybe explain a bit about that?
When I turned to the age of 40, I had a significant time to look back on my whole life as an artist and as a pastor and as a mom of three children and as a wife of minister. Around the time, I had a chance to join in a conference, and there God gave me a message from through the Gospel of John chapter 21, and the resurrected Jesus stood at the seashore and called Peter, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you truly love me?" Three times Jesus asked, and Peter cried because he betrayed Jesus. And I also cried, and I couldn't stop crying like Peter. And Jesus said to Peter, "Feed my lamb, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep." And I took his calling as mine, and I was humbled by his gracious calling. It was my internal confirmation. So I re-entered next college again to be an ordained minister. And it's because I firmly decided to devote my whole life to Jesus and his church. And since then, in the field of church ministry, whenever I feel frustrated or down, I ask God, "Am I doing right? What am I doing now? Am I going in the right direction? Is this what you want me to do?" Then the tender voice of Jesus in John 21 always keeps me going calmly and obediently. So I think that as long as I get involved in church ministries, this passage will keep resonating with my soul.
That's really great. And it's a great focus too, because we can get distracted by so many other things. Feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Yeah, I think that's a very personal and powerful one. And the significance of calling. So thank you for sharing that. What's your favorite book of the Bible, and why is that?
To be honest, I don't have a favorite book of the Bible, really.
They're all your favorite.
Yes, right. Yeah. Yeah, I love each and every 66 books. Yeah, if I have to choose, I would say the book of Genesis and the Revelation, since it's the beginning of the story and the end of the story. And I think the book of Genesis is full of amazing story of creation, and God created the world and the people to unfold his story and reveal his will towards his creatures. And the book of Revelation is full of mysterious stories of the future. And the book ends with an everlasting judgment to non-believers and an eternal blessing to the believers. And this book is the conclusion of the entire Bible. And I believe that the way God ends his story gives us the confidence to lean on his promise. Yeah, that's why I love the book of Genesis and Revelation.
Yeah, that is great. And I know they're different genres, but Revelations, Apocalypse, and Genesis, you know, I was thinking about the book of Genesis. There's so many stories, because right now, for our family, as part of our devotions, we're reading through Genesis.
Wow.
And so, you know, in chapter 50, you know, one of the great examples of this profound wisdom that is found in there, you know, the Joseph narrative, you know, he's sold by his brothers into slavery in Egypt. And then, you know, he rises to be prime minister, you know, basically second in command in Egypt, and they come back and they don't recognize him, you know, the whole story. And then finally, when they found out who he is, and he says, you know, "You planned evil for me, but God planned it for good, to bring about the current result, the survival of many peoples." And I think that is so amazing too, the fact that, you know, even in through the evil devisings of humans, God can still work good in and through it. And then we see that on a, you used the word meta-narrative before, but on a meta-narrative level, way back in the book of Revelation, how all that actually comes to fruition.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's good. Genesis and Revelation. Okay. So thank you for your time, Hannah. This is the last question. And I just want to thank you for that. Encourage people to think this through, pray about it. Mm-hmm. This can be a great opportunity. I think it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to have someone walk you through. Hopefully it's not only a once in a lifetime opportunity, but it is at least that. So right now here's the last question. Right now, there's probably someone listening who has always wanted to read the Bible all the way through and is wondering if this is their chance, but they're not sure if they want to do it yet. What would you say to them?
Yeah. So somehow, this class can sound heavy and no fun, right? Because it's too heavy. I know it's intensive class. However, from my experience, I have seen many people who expressed their grateful joy and gratitude after finishing their reading of the whole Bible. And I have led many Bible study classes for various age groups in multiple churches. And as a minister, I am happiest when I see people reading through the Bible and beginning to understand God's big picture and rejoicing at the fact that they have finally read through it for the first time in their lives. So it is a most precious experience in my ministry to observe their growth in knowledge of God's word and in practice to living according to God's word. So this class is open to everyone, whether you have never read through the Bible on your own before, or you think you don't know much about the Bible, it's totally okay for anyone to join. However, the participants should bring their passion for God's word and faithful commitment to devote their time and energy to reading the Bible, and that's it. Then I will walk them through reading the entire Bible. And along with my online classes, I will also consistently provide weekly textbooks and daily devotional Bible passages for the whole year of 2022. And I'm sure that through this class, you will make your new year different and you will take way more steps forward towards God's heart. So if you are interested in joining this Bible study, please contact me at hannahkim@westminsterpc.ca and I help put your name on the list. Thank you.